Thousands turn out to pay their respects to Senator Kennedy. He will be buried at Arlington National Cemetery Saturday near both of his brothers. Also, more banks set to fail across the U.S. What does that mean? I have some more specifics on that. Fires raging once again outside of Los Angeles. What could it be this time that started the fires? We'll tell you about that. And, of course, the shocking story is this one. J.C. Lee Dugard, a name that you'll be hearing, I think, a lot of in the next couple of weeks, missing for 18 years, turns up after being held captive since 1991. Hope you're having a good one. Kate Delaney at the helm of America Tonight. And this shocking, sick, twisted story is where I think we have to start for this first hour of ATN. People just in the neighborhood completely blown away by this and shocked that this girl had lived there the entire time and no one realized what was happening. Imagine the parents all those years thinking this is just another missing kid that's been kidnapped and killed and who knows what's happened. But they always thought, I guess, in their back of their head, like Elizabeth Smart, that she would turn up. And what a way to turn up. She was kept as a sex slave, had two kids by her abductor. Because remember, I said she was she's been kidnapped for 18 years. So she was 11 years old when she was picked up. She's 29 years old now. So it was 1991. Here is the sad tale. She was going, this is any parent's nightmare. She was going to school at the bus stop when they snatched her. And they just kept her behind fences and sheds and tents. They had tents built in the back of their home in California. And they raped her for years. And ultimately, as I said, she ends up with two kids. The first when she was 14 years old. The kids, both girls, 11 and 15, they were also hidden away in this strange backyard compound. How did some of the people react in the neighborhood when they heard this story? This is what some of the people had to say.
My sister was in her class in fifth grade when it happened. We lived down here. And I'm just blown away. That day, my sister didn't go to the bus stop. And I was just scared ever since to go to the bus stop. My parents never let her go back here. And I remember growing up in this neighborhood, pink ribbons were hung everywhere.
Yeah, we got a discount on the place because of what happened. You hear about it every year. You know, someone says something about it, you know, wondering what happened with her and what's going on with her. And I heard she was buried around here and I heard she wasn't. You know, my neighbor up the street said he saw her get snagged. So maybe it'll put an end to everything finally.
Because it was one of those mysteries. We'd always obviously thought the worst, not wanting to.
All right, so the guy's name is Phil Garrido, the scumbag, and his wife. He was a convicted sex offender. He was charged with all kinds of things, kidnapping, sex charges, all that other sort of stuff. His wife also arrested. And you're talking about an area in South Lake Tahoe. And I described kind of loosely the backyard. You just picture a tent over this walled area. There was electricity that was being pumped into it, etc. So this guy was on a lifetime parole. And it makes you think, how closely do they guard these parolees, right? Do they visit the house? How could they not notice anything was weird? Now, this compound had shrubs and garbage cans and a tarp, but I saw pictures of it. It looked odd, like a kid sort of put it together. So the entire time she was living there, and then with the two children as well. Here's what happened. Thank God for this. This idiot was on the campus of the University of California at Berkeley, that campus, right? And he was handing out religious literature. And somebody spotted him. They thought he acted a little bit weird toward the kids. The little girls were with him. They questioned him, and then somebody did a background check. They found out he was a parolee and told his parole officer. So then he had to appear before a parole meeting, you know, a board, arrived, you know, there with this 29-year-old Dugard, his wife and the two kids, and during questioning, he admitted the pressure broke him to kidnapping her. Oh, it's just shocking, shocking stuff. Now, the actual town was a town called Antioch. I know that area. And it's there in South Lake Tahoe, right, as I mentioned before. So, of course, the FBI is there now. They've all gone in there, and they're going through everything and trying to figure out how she lived and gather the evidence against, obviously, both of these people, too. But apparently, he was a religious freak fanatic guy who would break out into song while walking down the street. He would scream things out that God was speaking to him through a box. And then he started to do other things like hand out stuff at Berkeley and go around and put things in windshields at various strip malls and that kind of stuff. So he's going to be, I'm sure, once he gets that trial, because they have mounting evidence on him. I mean, that's it. He'll be locked away forever. But 58 years old, his wife, Nancy Gerardo, is 54 years old. What is she thinking? Raping this girl over and over again, and a minor, so young, 11 years old. Boy, it really makes you wonder, how safe are your kids? I mean, this area is a pretty nice area. Standing there at the bus stop and suddenly gone. Imagine her family now and their reaction, because, oh, by the way, she's got these two girls by this guy. And so that means the parents have grandchildren. Oof. The only thing I can say is thank goodness he went further to the dark side and was actually handing out all that stuff, so they knew something was wrong and they were able to question him, piece it together, and break this story and crack him. You know, otherwise, who knows how long the rest of her life or whatever she would have been stuck in that situation. And then the questions are going to arise. Well, could she have gotten out? Could she have gotten scream for help? Could somebody else have done anything? And the answer to that is she was 11 when this happened. I'm sure there were threats and other things that were thrown at her verbally, I'm imagining. And I'm sure more of these details will emerge. But shame on the parole officer. Why was there no ever search of that house? I thought most parole officers do that because they're always looking for anything that might be a little suspicious to make sure if the person's on the right track, everything is on the up and up. They would have spotted that in a minute. In a minute. All right, I also said that, of course, we have a bunch of banks failing. I've talked about this a lot as I used to do financial stuff, and we do financial things, of course, here on America Tonight, but pretty much we're looking at the U.S. banking system losing maybe in the next couple of years anywhere from 800 to 1,000 banks. And the question then becomes, who buys up these banks? And obviously we're seeing that there's a lot of foreign influence here. A couple of them have been bought by other banks in the United States, but that's the scary thing. You think of IndyMac, and talking about IndyMac, remember when that failed and all the people lining up hysterical, worried about their money. 81 failed banks this year, and two were successfully picked up by private equity. Coming up next on America Tonight, we're going to talk to someone who knows all too well about the financial world, Dr. Patrick Fearn. He is the chairman and CEO of Overstock.com. He knows. He was the victim of naked short selling. Got an awesome website that I'm going to tell you about. That's next here on America Tonight.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 27, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $950.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $977.67, $488.84 for a half ounce, and $244.42 for the quarter ounce. That's $977.67, $488.84, or $244.42.
On June 4th, 1963, Executive Order 11,110 was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreen Clean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
All right, how many listening to me right now in America tonight have been to Overstock.com? I bet a lot of you have been. I know I have gone there many, many times, particularly in the beginning. I was so intrigued by it. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome to the show a guy who really built this company up. I think at one point I saw the financials. I was doing a financial show, and a couple of years ago it was up to revenues were up to 760.2 million. That's Overstock. Wow. Dr. Patrick Byrne joins us now, and he's got some other cool things that he's working on. And we're going to ask him about what's it like to be the victim of naked short selling, and he's doing something about it. Hey, Patrick, thanks for coming on the show.
Kate, it's a real honor. Thank you very much.
All right, let's roll the tape back and tell everybody what happened to you, because I've gone to your, it's interesting, I've gone to your website a couple of times, the one you started, which I think, by the way, is awesome, deepcapture.com. I spread the word to the financial people I know, and I just totally love it. It's a good way to out the people who seem to be getting away with financial murder, and as you say on this website, a lot of the journalists that, frankly, let them get away with financial murder. So bully for you for doing that. Was that because of the naked short selling? What led you to start that site?
Well, I felt like there was this enormous crime going on, and I was just trying to expose it. The financial media, the New York financial media, turned out to be asleep at the switch and wouldn't talk about the obvious corruption and such in our capital market. So I decided to do something about it. I started my own site, deepcapture.com.
Yeah. Hedge funds now, they're kind of like a dirty word in financial circles, right? It's pretty tough going because of all the things that have happened.
Well, they, you know, it isn't hedge funds per se. It may be. My brother actually ran a hedge fund for a while. I don't have anything against hedge funds, and there's probably only 2% or 1% that are dirty, but there's 11,000 hedge funds, so that means there's 100 or 200 dirty ones. And the truth is, though, if I'm going to be open with you, the truth is there's a very blurry line between hedge funds and organized crime. There's a lot of offshore money swishing around the world, and it's very tempting for organized crime. Well, there's a very blurry line between money laundering and narco money and the hedge fund community. And the stuff you're reading in the papers today about all kind of 50,000 Americans turn out to have hidden offshore accounts, that's just sort of one facet of the problem. There's all kinds of money that is moved overseas that the U.S. government can't track. And the hedge funds are, if you wanted to move a bunch of money around the world without having any way for the government to track it, open a hedge fund.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have some buddies, by the way, that ran hedge funds, too, and they were above board like your brother. But I know a lot of stories. Trust me, I can tell you just as many stories about some of the bad guys, too, like you're saying. Hey, it's interesting. We talk on the show all the time, obviously, about the economy, what we've seen with the bailouts, what we've seen in government spending just the other day, talking about deficits of 10 years of $9 trillion or more, which is a staggering number. Do you pin this on the Obama administration? I mean, what, for goodness sake, is going to happen after the next couple of years? How far down that hole can we go and still recover and be a capitalistic society?
Well, I'm so glad you asked me that, because I get invited on a lot of shows and people try to get me to bash Obama, and I don't. I don't think Barack Obama is the problem, but I don't think he's the solution. And I think that these years are going to go down as the Bush-Obama years. He's just hitting the accelerator on a car that Bush started. But no, I don't think this is Obama's fault. But I don't. The steps he's taken to clean it up are just an extension of the Bush Paulson plan and stuff. I think he's not focused on the right things. But I don't think he's a bad guy. I think that he's gone. He's wildly profligate. But you know, George Bush was totally profligate. And for the Republicans to have any credibility, in my mind, they got to own the fact that George Bush was totally unconcerned about the budget deficit. But, I mean, yeah, it is true that Barack Obama is taking that to maybe a new level.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. When I saw that $9 trillion number, ooh, a scary number. I agree with you, too, by the way. I like your analogy, pushing the accelerator down. That's so true. I'm going to have to steal that from you. Hey, we want to talk about some other things besides the financial side of your life. You founded 19 schools, probably in counting, I guess, all over the place. You're obviously a huge, huge champion of education and educational freedom, what we would call in the United States. Explain what you mean by school choice.
Wow, another great question. School choice is anything. Right now we have an ossified system. We're spending about $13,000 per student in this country on public education. And we're not really getting $13,000 of results. In fact, we're well below, we're about 25th out of 30 industrial countries. And that's our future, by the way. If we're educating our kids to the standard of Albania, that in the long run, our future is going to be determined by the human capital that our citizens have. And so school choice is basically a movement that says you can't, if you have a government-run program, you're going to have, in the long run, you're not going to have competitive results. You need to have something competing with the government schools. It can be charter schools. It can be voucher. It can be tuition tax credits. Anything that lets the government, that lets the parents and the students have a bit of a choice will force the public schools to get better and to deliver better results than they're delivering now. So it's anything that gives parents a choice. I like vouchers. Milton Friedman, he liked vouchers because they were simple, and it's real simple to picture about, you know, you give everybody a voucher for $5,000. So instead of the government spending $13,000 educating them, you withdraw your child and just take a voucher for five. You save the government $8,000. And, you know, the average private school in America is about $5,000 or $6,000. So you can go and buy private school education. So that's the essence of parental choice. It's just anything. It could be charter schools. They're a step in the right direction. But ultimately, a voucher or a tuition tax credit is the idea.
Yeah. How did you, a guy who gets a doctorate in philosophy from Stanford University, did you think you'd end up doing the things you're doing now?
Not at all. I just sort of got sucked into them. It's like Al Pacino in Godfather 3. Every time I start to get out, I get sucked back in. No, it just sort of, life just sort of unrolls that way.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, you know, we started off and we were talking about the financial side of things. How's Overstock doing now?
We're actually doing very well. I think we're going to be a little bit closer to $1 billion this year, 900 to a billion. We've been positive cash flow for, we're generating operating cash flow. We turned profitable in the fourth quarter, or profitable again in the second quarter, we announced. Things are actually going, it's a good time to be a discounter. People are sensitive. People are sitting on their wallets, and when they spend, they want good value. So people are, it's a good time to be in the overstock business.
Yeah. I read something about you, too, which I think is cool. It's interesting. I'm going to ask you for some advice on this. Somebody's bet me the other day saying they would back me for a charity if I cycled across the country. And, you know, I play tennis and that kind of stuff, but certainly I have a bike. I have a really good Trek bike, but I wouldn't be in cycling shape, but I'm going to do it. How do I get in shape that I could make a cross-country ride? Because you've done it a few times.
Well, are you talking about across the U.S., that kind of cross-country?
Yeah.
Well, that one, I'm not sure there's a good way to train for that. I have done it a few times, but I think just working up to 30 or 40, if you can work up to 30 miles a day, 30 or 40 miles, that's a good foundation. Do that for a month, and then when you set out, your body, it's basically you're committing yourself to misery for about 2 weeks, and then your body adapts, and you can start doing 60 to 80 a day, and you just... as long as you're facing east and you're pedaling, that Atlantic Ocean is getting closer.
That's some good advice. Dr. Patrick Pern, thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
It's my honor, Kate. Thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. And check out his website. Like I said, check out a bunch of his websites. If you go to Overstock, you'll find out more about Patrick and fascinating things that he's done. He, again, generous, obviously, with his time and with some of the charities that he works with cancer research and whatnot. And certainly it's interesting, his financial philosophies and where we're headed in the U.S. You can find a lot of stuff out about Overstock.com and ultimately the whole free market philosophy that he's had about the economy and that sort of stuff. All right, coming up on America Tonight, it's just the tip of the iceberg, and we're going to go right into it. On the flip side, some of the bigger headlines on the day. Obviously, I told you about Kennedy, thousands of people turning out, his family, watching the people come through. I thought it was pretty classy, shaking people's hands. You saw many of them with Boston ball cap on, or older people in wheelchairs, or, you know, all kinds of people turning out, because certainly... he is an icon in Massachusetts and in the Senate with that long tenure. So you had people coming in from all over the place to pay their last respects. Stay with us.
Wow. All I can say is wow. Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon. It'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure. But I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
America Tonight, we're going to lighten the load because, of course, we're swinging into another weekend, folks. That means there's more movies that are out. A lot of them are the slasher horror type movies that we'll be talking about this time. And you know what? They sell well. With the right crowd, with the teenage crowd, I think they sell well. We're also going to talk on this show more about the swine flu, take a shot or not. Is it worth the risk? Because now, of course, people are talking about, geez, not a lot of testing on this. There's not going to be a lot of doses anyway. There's a lot of different philosophies floating around out there. But the bottom line is, as of right now, it's your choice. In fact, as of right now, probably most of you wouldn't have the availability of a shot since there's not going to be that many doses available. Most of them would be for school kids or for pregnant women. But if it came down to it, you know, would you? That's the question. A lot of people are finally starting to talk about that. There's more of a spotlight on the H1N1 swine flu, as I was talking about earlier in the week, hoax or something you should be concerned about. And I think this story about the 11-year-old girl and the fact that now she's a grown woman, and thank goodness that this guy was outed and his wife. But how do you make up that time? How does J.C. Lee Dugard, how does she make up that time? How do you mentally get back to where you were at 11? That entire time gone from your life while horrible things are happening to you and you don't understand where are your parents and you haven't seen your parents. Obviously intense therapy, but the whole scenario. And for my money, there's what could you possibly do to that couple legally that we do in this country that would give you that sense of, I don't know if revenge is the right word. Maybe it's revenge, but that sense of justice being meted out. Because how do you make up for those 18 years? 18 years of somebody's life. Wow. I mean, that story is just mind-blowing. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
We're going to start tonight with a little politics and a little sports. I don't know if you, how our government works here in Canada, but our senators are appointed. And Stephen Harper appointed Jacques Demers. And you're probably saying, who is he? He's a hockey commentator on the All French Network RDS, and he coached the Canadiens to their last Stanley Cup in 1990.
No, he's a famous hockey coach.
Right.
Wasn't he the coach of the Devils, right?
No, he wasn't.
No,
You're thinking of Jacques Lemaire.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and well, he also admitted 5 years ago that he was illiterate.
So, all right.
So he's been, you know, going on the circuit speaking like that. So the one of the local stations, you know, went on the man on the street and said, "What do you think of this?" One guy said, "Is this a joke?" You know, because I think people are, and some political pundits are thinking the reason why Harper is doing this, you know, appointed a French Canadian from Quebec, is he's hoping that his party, the Conservative Party, might win more seats in Quebec. That's
right.
Why he did it. But some hockey, you know, hockey fans and my French Canadian friends were saying, "I hope he's not quitting." He's not. So he's still going to be, you know, he's still going to, you know, come in from Ottawa. The Knights, the Canadians have, you know, home games and whatever, and still do his hockey commentary. I'm just wondering if they're going to have to call him senator or not. Who knows?
You know what's interesting about that? I would have thought the other thing to that is because hockey is like a religion in Canada.
Right.
So what better way to reach out to Montreal, right?
Right.
Than to have him in that position.
Yeah. In fact, one point, you've heard of Jean Beliveau, haven't you?
Yeah.
Okay. He was asked twice to be a senator. He said no. And at one point, he was even asked by Prime Minister Chrétien to be Governor General. Governor General was like the Queen's representative in Canada. He also turned it down. So as you can see, sports, and, like you said, sports and politics. Like at one point, Ken Dryden was a minister under Paul Martin. So sports, like same thing with you guys in the States. Look at Jesse Ventura, you know?
Right. Now, sports and politics end up mixing. I mean, there's a lot of people that have become politicians in our country were famous for sports, for coaching or for being a player or for whatever.
Yeah, I think Steve Largent was a congressman.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And there's others that have also run. And there's, you know, there was Jack Kemp, of course, God rest his soul.
But
you know, there's a whole bunch. There's also been a movement for other people. Like if somebody's popular, like a Roger Staubach, why don't you run because we can elect you?
Right.
Or, you know, whoever. If they're a popular athlete, Charles Barkley has threatened to run a couple of times in Alabama. So that's not unusual. So that's a good ploy by Harper, actually.
Yeah, and if I'm not correct, isn't Dave a former Detroit Piston, the mayor of Detroit?
Not now, no.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, so as you can see, yeah, but I don't think Michael Vick will venture into politics after his football playing days are over.
No, because Michael Vick, obviously, well, first of all, that wouldn't be his bag, but he's trying to get over the whole electrocuting the dogs and everything that he did, yeah, that's pretty tough.
Okay, one question about the late Senator Kennedy, God rest his soul. What was his policy on trade with Canada? Do you remember that?
No, he was about trade. He was about free trade. He was all about it. He was all about trade with Canada and with Mexico.
Julie thought, as she bluntly put it, the day he was born, they threw away the mold. That's what she thought. I said, what are you trying to say? He's good looking, or was good looking.
In his younger days?
Yes, in his younger days, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and, you know, she wanted to know what his trade was on Canada, because, you know, the way he treated, like, the common working man, and, like, you told me last night, he could have sat and lived on dividends or trust funds, but he went into the political game, and I think he did okay.
Well, here's the thing with Kennedy. I mean, obviously you've got Republicans coming out and praising him, even if they completely had a different ideology and didn't agree with him, or certain things that happened in his personal life or whatever. But I think it's classy for people, frankly, because we've had some people that have called and some people that have reacted to the death, and they talk about Chappaquiddick, and of course that was horrible and everything else. But the bottom line is, it's about his family and him dying now, and all the laws that he passed. I mean, how many pieces of legislation, whether it was legislation that you hated or legislation that was okay, that was bipartisan or whatever, he was involved in 300 pieces of legislation. That's incredible.
Whoa. And I don't know if you heard this, but Governor Jim Douglas of Vermont is not going to run for re-election.
Yeah, but why is that? I don't know. I just saw a headline.
From what I was saying, I remember a reporter asked a pundit, do you think he's just tired because he's been running literally out of university? As the commentator said, he's going to give a reason later on. So the reporter asked, what do you think he's going to do? He could teach poli sci, he could write books, he could become a political commentator, who knows, but obviously, I mean, I don't know if Vermont was a big player in terms of putting people in the White House, but I know the senator from there, Patrick Leahy, has been chairman of several different committees. So Senator Leahy would have pulled, but I don't know if what's going on.
Well, Senator Leahy would be the most popular politician from there now.
Right.
I mean, like you say, the one with the most pull. If you think of when he was involved with, the Sotomayor and the whole process there, and he was always the mouthpiece. And so absolutely, it's correct to say he's the most powerful.
Because
when
I started following American politics, I only follow American border states, with all due respect to your listeners. I only follow states that border with Canada because of, the trade thing. But when I started following, I thought, who's going to give a damn about, Senator Leahy? He's from some small nowhere state, without the respect. But now, as you can see, he carries some pull. And I remember talking to someone from Vermont a few years ago. I said, do you think Leahy would want to make a run at the White House? They went, for two reasons. No. A, he's having too much fun being senator. And B, you think anyone knows about him, say, west of Illinois? Because he comes from a small state, and no one knows anything about him. Now, one other question before I let you go talk to other listeners. Who's in the running for Senator Kennedy's seat, or is that wide open?
No, that's a good question. I was talking about that today to somebody. The person who is sort of the sentimental favorite, but he has some baggage, is his nephew, Joe Kennedy, and he still has money, like $2 million in campaign funds that he could use. The other one that's a sentimental favorite, too, although she's saying she doesn't want any part of it, is his wife, Victoria, because she's got some background and she would have the backing, I think, of a lot of people. And then there are a slew of other. There's one state legislator that's interested and possibly could do it. But I think Joseph Kennedy, the nephew, even with the baggage and the problems that he had, because what happened was he got an annulment from his wife, and it was pretty nasty. She wrote a book and said he was verbally abusive and all that stuff. So I think that would come back to bite him, because they had two kids and in the Catholic Church. Thanks for the call, Sam. An annulment means you don't acknowledge, the marriage. That would be the one thing. But a lot of people are trying to really push Joe into going for that seat. So we'll see. Stay with us. Odds and ends on the flip side.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it.
Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
All right, so thousands of people paying their last respects to Senator Ted Kennedy, dead at the age of 77 earlier this week. His body, his coffin-draped body, is at the JFK Library in Boston. And, I mean, you had huge crowds. In fact, when the body was in the hearse, there were people that lined up in the street and they were applauding as the car went by. It's a weird comparison, I know, but when I was in New York City, John Gotti, the mafia don, died. And, of course, he was in prison. And they had his body go down the street, and people in Queens lined up like you've never seen. You thought the Pope was coming to town. Every Italian, Irish, Catholic, every, you just hanging from the lights. It was crazy. I couldn't believe it. Somebody said to me, they're bringing Gotti down the street. You got to come see this. And I went out, and I was shocked. So, like I said, I know it's a weird analogy, but it reminded me of that because there were so many people that were there that just wanted to get any kind of a glimpse, certainly, et cetera. And there was a lot of people there. This was for the public before the actual service, obviously, on Saturday, and then the burial at Arlington, which will be much more private. So there was a 70-mile route, basically, that went from the family's compound in Hyannisport along that Rose Fitzgerald Kennedy Greenway, if you've ever been in that part of the country, and eventually comes all the way back down to the JFK Library and Museum. So they think about 20,000 people waited in line. That's incredible, that many people. And what I thought was classy of the family is his widow, Vicky, was there shaking people's hands, thanking them for coming. His son did the same thing. I mean, you know, you talk about the amount of people, and they were there pretty much for the whole time. You could see as people went through and did that. It won't be a warm greeting, you can rest assured, for Muammar Gaddafi when he comes to the United States. And when I say that, the people in New Jersey, and we've been talking about this now for a couple of shows, and I did some more checking on this in Inglewood, the people in New Jersey are just enraged over the idea that he's going to be in their backyard because of the Lockerbie bombing and al-Megrahi being allowed to go back to Libya. Many people believe Muammar Gaddafi was responsible for the plane blowing up anyway, so that's the other part of this story. Now, there is a piece of property that the Libyans own, and there are some problems with that property, just some things that have happened with zoning, et cetera, and because I guess it was sort of looking slummish, and now because he was coming, they're pumping millions into that estate, and he wants to pitch his Bedouin tent right there on the lawn in this estate, and the mayor of New Jersey and the senators from New Jersey don't want it to happen. But the New Yorkers are shooting back, and they're saying the same thing. Listen, we want no parts of Muammar Gaddafi either, but really, what can be done? So I happened to catch this on one of the cable shows. The mayor of Inglewood, very well-spoken, Michael Wilds, said this, first of all, about how outrageous it is that this is happening in the first place.
The truth be told is that American consular officials, the immigration authorities, and the State Department could actually restrict a visa, not issue a visa, or give a restrictive visa saying that a person's confined to a certain territory. If this man agreed or admitted that he had something to do with Lockerbie, he wrote a check for $2.7 billion to the families, and we need his oil and we have to do business, fine, let him have a video feed. Let him actually come into the UN compound, stay there, and fly out. This father, this American, this Jewish American, is offended that he may actually sleep in my city limits. I don't want him on U.S. soil, nor do I want him sleeping in my tent. If the Immigration and State Department authorities issue him a visa, and it's an unrestricted visa, and he's allowed to stay in wherever he wants to stay, he can stay in the property that they own. Mind you, they own this property for the last three decades, haven't put a dime into it, and in recent 2 months have put millions of dollars into it. We have issued a stop order just yesterday asking them to stop all work on site because they're violating code ordinances. They took a rabbi's fence and his trees down without permission.
All right, so you heard the tail end of that, obviously, taking the stuff down. There's zoning problems, and I agree with the mayor of Inglewood. Couldn't they just not issue him the visa? Or what I said on the previous show was exactly what he said. Just keep him at the UN. You want to let him speak at the UN? Let him stay there. Let him stay there, come in, fly out, and then you don't have to deal with it. But, of course, nobody's going to come up to the table and say anything. And what will happen is he'll come into town, he'll drive over the bridge, and he'll stay in New Jersey. And the people in that area are furious. And there's really nothing that they'll do about it. You can rest assured with a soft government, especially in things like this, nothing's going to happen. It's outrageous that the Scottish just walked all over us and did what they did by letting al-Megrahi out in the first place. And the mayor said something. What was it about? Of course, oil. That's what everybody cares about. It's the need for oil. So they're playing nice with Gaddafi. And unfortunately, I would feel out of my head if I was somebody who had a kid on that plane or a brother or a sister, etc. I mean, I know you have to move forward in life and things happen, but this didn't need to happen. This didn't need to happen. This happened as a show of, hey, here we are flexing our muscle. We're blowing up these kids on this plane. We're blowing up a bunch of Americans who they're not going to be there for your little Christmas trees and Christmas celebrations. Sorry about that. And then for the longest time, nobody was nailed for it. They nail one guy, al-Megrahi, and then because he gets cancer, he gets a compassionate release. It's ridiculous, and I think the people in Scotland should be ashamed of themselves, and England, too, because we know that there is a tie to England, even though the British Prime Minister is distancing himself from this and saying that it had nothing to do with him, and he's upset that he would be linked to it. That's a bunch of hogwash. He knows that he had something to do with it because he had to have been consulted. And, of course, Gaddafi thanked the Queen and the Prime Minister and just pretty much outed him. And I don't think that that was made up out of his head. I think that there was a link to Gordon Brown. All right, let's end this hour on, I think, a positive note. This would be our daily salute for all of you. And we're going to have to get our audience up in Minnesota on their feet, ready to clap for this one. Check this out. Starting on September 1st, if you didn't hear this, the FTC decided that they're going to ban those robocalls. You know those calls you get, the telemarketer calls, and it's that robotic voice thing? Man, I get a ton of them. It's incredibly, incredibly annoying. Brutal. So if a company has robocalls and they don't cease running them, randomly calling these people and whatever, they get fined and they've got penalties of up to like $16,000 a call. So they're pretty serious about this. Sweet. Yeah, the pre-recorded ones. You know the ones I'm talking about. It's just awful. It's so, so annoying. And you get a ton of them a year. I get at least a couple a week. I guess there's a couple exceptions. So if they're not trying to sell, like, goods and services, they're exempt. That means, like, flight cancellations, which that's good. Because if you go through Orbitz or one of those and they call you and that's a recorded voice, that's a good thing if your flight gets canceled and you know. Or delivery notice, flour, sometimes you get that. Or something else that's being delivered, I think that's okay. Debt collectors, unfortunately, that's okay as well. Also not covered by these new rules, these robocalls, politicians and charities that directly contact you. And it's nice, these exceptions. You'll like this one. Banks, insurers, phone companies, survey calls, healthcare messages like prescription notifications, but I think that's okay, too. So there are some exceptions to it. I wish they would cut off the bank ones. I can't tell you how many times Bank of America calls me every single week, and I say, hey, I'm really cool, everything's fine. And, you know, like, they don't stop. They keep talking, almost like a talk show host. They keep talking, and you cannot interrupt them. Shoot me an email, americatonight.net.